Oasis Audio presents The Hurricane Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1, Hurricanes and Pirates.
Do you think we'll see any pirates?
Asked Benny Alden. He pressed his face against the window of the taxi and peered out at the drawbridge that was raised in front of them.
Oh, Benny, said his sister Jessie.
She was 12, 6 years older than Benny.
Of course not. No pirates live in Charleston.
Where do they live?
Asked Benny. A fishing boat, hung with nets, slid through the narrow channel of marshy water beneath the bridge. The drawbridge began to close.
Pirates lived a long, long time ago, Benny, said 14-year-old Henry Alden. There are no pirates now.
Benny looked disappointed. He said stubbornly,
I'm going to be a pirate when I grow up anyway. I'll have a big ship, and Watch and I will make people walk the plank.
The other Aldens laughed at that. Watch Alden, a small black-and-white terrier curled up on Henry's lap, barked. Then 10-year-old Violet, always gentle and kind, said,
Benny, you wouldn't make anybody really walk the plank, would you?
Maybe not,
said Benny.
I guess I can't be a real pirate after all, but I still wish I could see one.
Suddenly, the taxi driver spoke.
And even if you don't see any pirates, young man, you might see a pirate's treasure.
Benny bounced up and down in excitement.
Really?
You never know, said the cab driver. After all, the legends and stories all say that pirates used to stop on Sullivan's Island. The famous writer Edgar Allan Poe even wrote a story about finding pirate gold buried there.